Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine every Saturday 10 till 12.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9, Macca and Tass. Ian Greystone is the Treasurer of Joy. Melinda Rich is the Chair of the Board and the President of Joy. Good morning and welcome to both of you.
Morning.
I'd like you to explain to listeners, so Radiothon, we've gone through a membership drive which ended yesterday. Let's go through that component first. How did the numbers stack up?
Yeah, I can talk about that. I think Ian and I both got the stats in front of us. So over the last week, we had our membership drive for Radiothon and we signed up about 700-odd members, I think, 718 to be precise, and raised about $87,000, which was membership fees plus
donations.
Some donations that people top up their membership with. So
how does that compare with previous years?
I think it's up on previous years.
Mm. That's up. Yeah. That's great.
A good number.
Yeah. So we have about, as Ian said before, about 2,200 members. So that's a fair proportion of them signing up in a week. You know, there's a lot of hustle to make that happen. We had, I think, at least two nights where a lot of us were on the phone calling up lapsed members. You know, if you look at our membership, just the membership ID numbers, we're up into the sort of 30,000. So that says to me we've got 2,000-odd members, but 28,000 people that used to be members that had a member number who aren't a member anymore. So reaching out to lapsed members was something that we've increasingly sort of focused on over the last few years. And we're a little bit different this year too because we had basically everyone got some money back for their membership with a couple of vouchers.
They did.
And we got some great prizes, which I think get drawn next Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the 31st.
Yeah.
And then what follows is we actually have there's another component of keeping us on air, which happens in a few weeks, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's right. So the second phase of Radiothon will be in June, and that's much more of a donation-focused part of Radiothon. It's definitely the time of year to do it. People are thinking about their
tax
returns. Anything over $2 is tax-deductible to Joy. Give it to us. We'll spend it better than the government will, as you always say, Macca.
Yep.
And, you know, we really need a big, big push on donations to get us through to the end of financial year. And
so what's your target? Do you have a target, Sue?
Oh, look, I think we would love to think that we can raise $200,000. Mm. That's not unachievable based on what we've done in previous years. Mm. I'd like to think that, you know, and there's been extensive talk this morning about the election result, you know, Joy is more important than ever in the current environment. We need Joy on air, providing a platform for queer voices and our stories and talking about the things that matter to us and advocating for our community. And we cannot do that unless we have money. It costs $2,700 a day to keep Joy going. So when you think about it, that's, you know, that's 27 memberships a day, roughly.
Yeah.
A lot of sponsors, a lot of donations, or grants to sort of keep the wheels spinning. And as Ian said, we kind of just keep our heads above water every year. Ian's the treasurer, I'm sure he's the same. The first thing I do when I wake up every morning as chair is I log on to ANZ and I check the bank account and I literally see what's in there. 5:30 every morning, I'm like, oh my God, what's the bank account looking like today? That is how hard it is, particularly at this time of year, sort of leading into our really big push for raising some funds.
So how much of your income come, I think Ian began to talk about this earlier on, but how much of your income is based on, you know, Radiothon and this donation drive?
Usually about a third.
A third.
Approximately. About a third of what we raise every year kind of happens over a week or two, depending how we split Radiothon. Obviously, we split it over a couple of months this year, and that's a lot of pressure.
Yeah,
it's very exciting.
I was just feeling the stress of as you were mentioning
it. It's very exciting. It's very galvanising. It creates a lot of enthusiasm in the community. It's great for presenters because they get a real call to action to sort of get behind and do their stuff on air. But it's incredibly stressful from a revenue generation perspective to have a 30-year income come in 2 weeks out of a 52-week year.
Now, I know we have coming up, when we talk about the fundraising and donations, there's a pretty exciting prize that's coming up. We're not going to talk about it yet.
I was going to say, are we talking about
it or
not?
Well, there's plenty of exciting prizes.
Well, yeah, that's right.
There? There's not just one.
I know what it is.
I know where you're going, mate.
I know what it is, but we're not going to talk about it
okay,
yet.
Okay, we'll just keep that on the down low.
Yeah, but, people, it's always nice to give people an incentive. And the incentive
is,
it's a tax deduction. Secondly, it keeps us on air. And thirdly, though, everyone who does donate and supports, just as they did with membership, we'll be in the running for a fantastic prize. So, we need to incentivise it a little bit, I think. Like everything in life, it's a good reason. There are a number of good reasons for people to do it, but also if you win something, it's even better.
Yeah, well, it's better odds than Powerball or Lotto, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. God.
And you get to feel like you're doing something good in the process.
And you are doing something good.
That's right.
Now, Mel, were there any interesting anecdotes or interesting sort of stories that you can share with us during this radiothon period? Because I understand that both you and Ian were on the phones.
Yeah.
Calling people and trying to sort of drum up business.
That's right. Yeah. So we had two nights, Wednesday, Thursday last week, a couple of hours working the phones. Ian and I were in on Wednesday night, I think. The team just set it up beautifully. We use our Salesforce CRM. They had this call list you could just click and you'd get the next person to call. You had all their information, when they'd last been a member. And sometimes you get their voicemail and pop them out a text message so that they can go to the website and renew if they want to. Sometimes you get to talk to people. And the best thing about the night is we have this little bell, and every time someone would sign up a member, someone would sort of ring the bell. So it was great to hear that bell sort of ringing over that couple of hours. And I think I was watching the stats sort of come through. I think the group of us on Wednesday night got through about 400 calls.
A lot,
A lot of calls. A lot of text messages went out, signed up a few members along the way. So,
give us a flavour of some of those. What were they like?
Well, sometimes, I got people who were cooking dinner. It was between 5 and 7 o'clock, and they said, "Yep, I want to sign up. Send me the text message." You get people who just completely got a bit busy and forgot to renew their membership. We do have auto renewals, I should say, so you can set up an auto renewal, so it'll automatically renew. Yep. And really, often you just get to have a conversation with people about why joy is important. Were people surprised that we called? Sometimes I think they were. I think and not in a bad way, in a good way. It's like, oh, you really care about us as a member and as a lapsed member, and you care about our engagement with the station. So, that's a value proposition that membership organisations have versus perhaps, corporates and banks and other things like that.
Well, we actually got a membership this morning. From Constantine in South Australia. Thank you for that. It's always good.
I've already mentioned Constantine.
Have you?
Yes.
Well, it's worth mentioning
twice. We've
had
a couple today, actually.
Yep,
we've had
good.
A couple. Ian, what about you? Did you have any stories?
Look, it's an interesting exercise to call people around dinner time, people you don't know. one I rang was a chap. He said, "Look, I'm on the freeway, but I know exactly why you're calling."
That's great. I presume that is after you introduced yourself.
Oh, I said I was from Joy. Correct,
right.
Yeah. And he said, "I shouldn't be answering the phone, but yes, I will rejoin. Thanks for the call." So really positive. There was a lady that I spoke to who said she her financial situation was more difficult and she wasn't up for the $84 but did the concessional amount, which I thought was lovely. She'd become a pensioner, so she signed up for the concession amount. So, it's really, it's a lovely story, when you get people that, they're happy to contribute to Joy and they see the value of it at different levels. That's great.
You are listening to Saturday Magazine with Macca and Tass, and our guests, of course, are Joy's very own board chair, Melinda Rich, and Joy Board's very own treasurer, Ian Greystone, and, of course, my other half. But before we continue the conversation, we have had some feedback from one of our listeners, Caroline Bowler. Thank you very much, Caroline, for your feedback. Caroline said that she really enjoys the show and loves Joy and all that sort of stuff, so we really thank you for being a great supporter. She does say that the comment that we made about listening to people who disagree with our point of view was very pertinent and true, and if we are going to change minds and gain allies, that's what we need to do. Sadly, she does say that one of our listeners, of course, didn't actually...
It was a listener's question.
So one of our correspondents actually didn't respect that approach and referred to a listener as an imbecile. She does go on to say that she felt that that segment felt a bit aggressive and had an unpleasant tone, and there was no need for sneering minds and closed approaches. For the first time, she felt that she needed to turn off the station because she felt uncomfortable. It was not a warm and open place. Caroline, I'm very sorry that you feel like that. What we always try to do is to remain balanced and open and engage in a very open conversation.
And we'll pass that feedback back to Paul Gover, who made the comment.
That's very right. Okay, so back to Joy. So what's happening around the station? What's hot? What's exciting at the moment?
Who's going to answer this one?
President.
Honestly, this time of year, it's just all radiothon all the time, trying to get to the end of the financial year in the best possible state that we can. The other thing that is, frankly, on my mind is we've got a promise from the Victorian State Government about some funding for Joy. Their budget comes down, I think, very late this month.
Oh, it's next week.
Yep.
It's next week. It's Monday, actually.
So, look, the commitment's there.
We will have the Parliamentary Secretary for the Treasurer in this very studio on the, is it the 1st of June or the 2nd of June?
Well, that'll be
it's the first, next Saturday.
Yeah, next Saturday is the 1st of June.
Questions,
so we will certainly put that question to him. That's Steve Demopoulos, the member for Oakley and the Parliamentary Secretary for the Treasurer.
Yeah, So, yeah, that's a four-year, $200,000 a year recurring funding commitment, which is incredibly significant for us. And a real game changer. That's going to help us build that financial sustainability that Ian was talking about, but also, you know, tackle the challenge of getting to the Pride Centre. Let's not forget, with the Labor loss federally, there was a promise for $600,000 for Joy that was to come from them.
To assist with the relocation.
To assist with relocating to the Pride Centre. Now that's not going to happen. That's money we're going to have to find from somewhere else.
And we should say that we secured that commitment from Labor. We've worked very hard behind the scenes to. We tried to get a matching commitment from the federal coalition, and we had, you know, a lot of people, you know, interceding on our, you know, for us on that. Michael Kroger worked very hard to advance that for us. His successor as president of the Liberal Party in Victoria, Robert Clark, has not been able to get that across the line. We are going to continue with that. So just so everyone knows, we have, you know, we work both sides of the aisle on this, but that does bring the challenge, Mel. So without that money, to move to the Pride Centre, what does that mean? How are we going to do it?
Well, I think the board and the entire organisation now need to think about that. $600,000 was essentially the money that we were going to use to, well, relocate and also fit out the sort of basic fit out we're going to get from the Victorian Pride Centre, and really future-proof Joy for the next 25 years in terms of technology, digital, a whole range of things. So that's a really, really big amount of money that we now have to try and find. You know, we'll keep working all the angles that we can in terms of government support, grants. We are doing some thinking about things like a more overt approach on bequests and the like. Yep. That is a wonderful way you know, for people to leave a lasting and significant legacy for Joy. And that money could go into sort of some sort of, as Ian was talking, I was thinking about, you know, the Joy Sovereign Wealth Fund, you know, just like a country.
Mel, that's the goal.
We've been reminded by James Hamilton, who's the acting CEO,
yeah,
I believe.
Has he been emailing?
He's obviously listening in. He did say that one of the best ways that people can support Joy is to become a passionate member, which costs $250. Or you become a patron of Joy by making a gift of $500.
Yep, absolutely right. On Wednesday night when I was working the phones, I re-signed my passionate membership of Joy. So
one of the bell ringings was actually
you. Yeah, one of the bells was for me. But, you know, if you can't ring your own bell, what can you do?
That's great.
I've got a slogan, but I'm not going to use it.
No, don't.
Mac is going back to his kind of marketing comms kind of days here and yeah. working out slogans on the back of paper.
The program sheet. Yeah. Ian, just one little thing, Tess.
Yes, The comment that I made earlier on about that came from Caroline Bowler, who is one of our listeners. Caroline has come back and has acknowledged that we made the comment and thanked us. She did go on to say that she's making a financial donation to Joy today. She thinks that our work is essential.
Thank you.
Caroline, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
We, as I said, we strive for balance, we strive for respect, we strive for inclusion. They are the values by which we hold very dear to ourselves and the way in which we frame the program. Any comments made by any of our guests are not ours and we don't necessarily purport those. But thank you very much for bringing that to our attention.
Yeah, so I just wanted to talk about, you said, what's hot at Joy, and I just wanted to cover off the diversity, and there's been a lot of work in covering the grid with a broad cross-section of views from the community. And I looked at some of the shows that I know and like, you know, things like Worldwide Waves, Transpov, Chicks Talking Footy, Local Roots, which is the local music show, and that's going really well. Hooked, which is a fantastic show on the crisis of addiction within our community, where we have higher levels of substance abuse. There's Geek Out. We've got the Glow Show, Hide and Seek, which I quite like, which is great. Eurovision, which has come and gone. And then I wanted to point out, and I don't think we talk about it enough, is that within our charter is that 30% of the music played is from Australian artists or produced in Australia.
Good point.
So we're often a segue from emerging and developing artists.
We're actually a leader in that on radio.
Yeah, versus commercials. All radio. Yeah, versus commercial stations. And also 15% of the music played has to be from out and proud LGBTIQ plus artists. So we play a whole variety of different roles, and when you say what's hot, we've put a lot of work and emphasis in, and I know James and the programming people have put a lot of emphasis in covering these different aspects of the broad community that we have. So, and that brings benefits to us and the people trying to reach different markets.
There is something for everyone in the programming.
There certainly is.
On Joy. And
if you can't catch it, you can download the podcast.
You can.
Maker.
Yeah. Now, and so back to the money. So I'll finish off with one thing.
Go for a treasure.
Money. It's always about the money.
And I'll give Anne a plug. I hope Anne's listening. So I was talking to Anne Hamilton, who's been a fantastic volunteer for...
Absolute trooper.
How many years?
And life member.
17?
A long time.
Anyhow, so we were talking about how it's, you know, we've got 500,000 plus listeners each month, and Anne was saying now if every one of those people gave $10, it's over $5 million. And
oh, wow.
So, you know, if you look at, so it's just how we get to these people. People are happy. We know people listen, but we're asking for financial support.
Well, you know, I reckon, Ian, that $5 text thing was a really good thing.
Yep,
I don't know how much that raised, but if we can encourage every listener to just text $5...
Even $2.
It was set up to make a $5 donation.
Tax deductible.
Yeah. I think we raised about $25,000 during that couple of weeks, I think, leading up to Christmas.
And we kicked it off on this show.
Do you know, if we could actually get everybody to do that, even once a month, wouldn't that be great?
Mm. Oh, amazing.
You know, and to be honest, like, be fair to say, I know, we know people that aren't members that listen to Joy, and if something went awry, they'd probably be the first ones to say, you know, what's gone on.
Yeah, of course, of course.
So
Mac has already explained what it would be like if there was no sound.
There'd be dead air. There would be dead air.
There would be dead air.
Please, folks out there, don't
make Joy. Another topic. So at the moment, I believe you're recruiting for a CEO. What's all that about?
So we're working through a search and recruitment process for our new CEO. So we've got James Hamilton in, who's acting in the role at the moment, and I should say doing a really fabulous job at a very critical time of the year. Really got the team sort of working really well together for Radiothon. One of our board colleagues, Jane Smith, who's co-vice president, is running that process. She gave the board a quick update at our last meeting around the applications that had come in, and that was it was quite a structured process. We didn't just ask people to send their CV and a bland cover letter. We really asked people to sort of articulate why they would want the job and what they'd want to do in the job. So Jane and a smaller group of the board are working through a shortlisting process, and then there'll be some interviews, and that will probably culminate, I think, in a preferred two or possibly three candidates actually doing a significant presentation to the board about their vision for the role and their vision for taking Joy forward through what will be quite a critical phase over the next few years, with a lot to get done in terms of the move to the Pride Centre and setting us up for success there and all of the funding challenges that will go with that. So, yeah, we'll
you've been inundated with applications?
I think we got quite a few. And Jane's take was that there's a good sort of five or six or seven really good candidates in
fantastic.
The bunch, which is awesome, you know. And this is a fantastic role in our community. Joy is the communications hub for the entire community. It represents the entire spectrum of the community, which does bring its challenges as well as its opportunities.
Well, now that our dedicated print and online media service is seriously under threat.
Yeah, and you know what? I just... we can't let that happen to Joy. On cash flow, we sail very close every year to that point. I know people think we're just coming in here talking about money for the hell of it. We're really not, and I'm not lying. I do wake up every morning and I check the bank balance. I seriously do. That is the stuff that you have to do when you're in this type of role and you have the responsibility and accountability of being director, which carries some personal liabilities, right, if you don't look after the place, particularly financially. So, please think about it over the next six-ish weeks before the 30th of June and end of financial year. Look at your financial situation. If you can dig deep and give some money to Joy rather than giving it to the tax man, please. Please do it, and look out for that window in June when there'll be all the extra incentives for you to, perhaps win some prizes along the way.
So we've talked about, the CEO recruitment. We've talked about Radiothon. We've talked about income challenges, the relocation. Tell us about the health of the station. How's that travelling?
You want to tackle that or me? No, he's gesturing to me once again. Upwards delegation. I think that the station's really, really healthy. We've got, I think, an absolutely fantastic cohort of staff who carry the lion's share of the work at the station. You know, James is acting CEO, Dom, ops manager, Jack, production. Jack was the one who set up all the phone bank the other night. Yep. He did a fantastic, fantastic job. You know, he's an ally to our community, you know, and yet here he is working at Joy, which is, I remember the story he told me about his coming out as a straight person at Joy, which is kind of the opposite to how it happens out in the rest of the world. And then we've got Ash, who's an absolute gun on our sales and sponsorship. Yep. And we've got Rachel on program director. And, and all of those key volunteers are around that are just the glue holding everything together.
And if you look at the listenership figures and the volunteers that are coming through the door and the show requests that we get, on the basis of what you see, you'd have to say it's it's healthy, like the listenership's going up, we know the podcasts are going up. Personally, I find it quite interesting when you come in at different times, there's different communities, like that's always interesting. I did want to mention that this morning, like we come in on Saturday, there's the Sat Mag group and, you know, there's Karen on the desk and Anne's there, and so there's a group. And then if I come in on Wednesday night, there's a different group and they seem to know the others in the office. So, I mean, that's also pretty one of the really nice aspects the nice aspects of the station is the 24/7 and the different groups and connectedness that you've got within the station. Hard to measure, but I feel it's healthy.
Ian Greystone and Melinda Rich, thank you very much for your time this morning. It's always great to talk about what's happening around Joy, the station that we all love and are very attached to.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.